Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and at it, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
It appears that Glenn Laird, thinking of unretiring and hosting the show in my absence. That's what he told me.
That is real spooky season.
He would put the cleats back on.
Wow. Okay.
This team is going to be Air Mac.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make map? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I grew up with a kid, Joe Pino. Hairdresser. He would knock your head straight off your shoulders and then do your hair. That's how tough he was.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
I wouldn't say very big. She's more of an actress now, but Pitch Perfect, when she was in Pitch Perfect.
Never saw that.
Great call.
She was the Hawk. I wasn't going to say Hawk Girl. That's wrong. But she was in Hawkeye.
She was that Hawk Girl.
She was the Hawk Tua Girl.
No, I was going to say.
That's what's on Wiggy's.
I was getting ready to
that's
say
what's
Hawk.
On Wiggy's mind.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Oh my, what a.
Now,
let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's all my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Boss, Mike.
All right. Now, I got to give Greg Hill a little credit here for letting me swoop back in on a day where there is much to discuss. Wow, do we have a banger of a show today. Curtis, good morning. How are you back there?
Kenneth, how are you, sir?
I'm great. Shime, you with us today?
Howdy.
Greg Hill on assignment for a couple days.
On assignment.
Very high level assignment, although he had reports last night. Curtis, the Connecticut patch report, I think, was in from the Greg Hill House in Connecticut story. He's got UNC sources, and we have Belichick drama going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like you read about, and like Curtis dreams about.
Mm-hmm.
Wiggy, I just want to, before, I know Curtis has a lot to get off his plate here, but Wiggy, this was your former coach.
Yeah.
You are from the streets. Some of us here are not. You know what's going on. have we seen the last of Bill Belichick as a coach at any level ever?
I don't know, because Pete Thamel, who does a lot for college football, say that post late last night that UNC and Belichick release a joint statement
saying... They both have a statement. I have it in trending. Right. But yes, it basically these statements say that he's not going
to the
anywhere.
Bees.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yes, they released a statement because the world was talking about the absolute dumpster.
Well, no,
fire.
They were saying... There was
you texted the statement.
Right,
right.
Yeah, right after Ken did.
There were some people that were saying that... No, Ken, you said sent it?
Yeah,
no, okay. There were some people saying... I remember watching, and there were some people saying that he might not even coach the Cal game. And so I was like, oh, or some... And then somebody put out
on
Twitter...
Well, they have a bye week this weekend.
Right, but
so,
then somebody put out on Twitter, he might get fired by the end of this week.
Right.
So I don't know what the hell to believe no more.
Is wild. There are a lot of things coming out, and I know Curtis is going to really get into it in his lead. But I hope you bring up, like, there was reportedly... like a physical altercation in the locker room.
Well, that was
on
Greg's
Tuesday.
Source.
Yes.
Greg has an AD that verifies that.
Yeah, it's wild down there.
Yeah.
It is absolutely stunning. A fight in the locker room, probably over, you know, between two players. Then there was allegedly, I don't know how true it was, a coach that came out and said, I can't believe what we're effing doing to these kids.
Like, then you have reports that Bill has been super weird to the staff for the last couple of weeks, very distant.
Right.
I have never heard Curtis giggle like this in my life.
This is banana land.
So great. What an absolute. Has there ever been a story that was more appropriate than the emperor having no clothes? You're sitting here today. And you know who the smartest man in America is? Arthur Blank. And you know who's a good friend? Robert Kraft. Because everything he said to Arthur Blank that enraged Bill Belichick was true. And it's going on as we speak. Like, if he buys himself out for $1 million, talk about the most bizarre, pathetic final chapter in the career of Bill Belichick.
There's no way he could do that, though, because it would be such a bad look.
Everything he's done's been a bad look.
Yeah, but I guess...
They can't play defense.
No. But I guess if the school says, and Bill, and they both come out and say, hey, everything's good here. It's going to take us some time to build. Then it gets the question in, like, some of the stories, how much of it's true. You know, parents are going to be disgruntled if their kids are not playing anyways. Fights happen in the locker room all the time. But if they can come out...
They happen all the time.
Yeah.
Like physical altercations?
Yes, like physical altercations.
You would say, like, how often?
I would say that every team has, you know, two a year.
Two a year?
In a locker room.
Even under a guy like Bill Belichick.
It doesn't matter. Even under a guy like Belichick. Just got, you know, some guys get into it because of, you know, maybe some guys feel a certain way to other players. They feel like they're getting preferential treatment.
Girls.
Oh, yeah, it might be over girls or money or whatever the hell it is, gambling debts. I just think that if the university and Bill, they have to come out and say, oh, everything's good here. This is all, you know, fake news, whatever, whatever.
Do you think they have those two wins against FBS teams if they're not cheating? I mean, it's amazing. They're cheating and they're getting destroyed.
Well, what's the cheating allegation?
So we had several allegations here. Now, Courtney, you worked for the ACC. I don't know if you know any of these people. So, like, at 2 o'clock yesterday, Heel 24/7 Sports. And
who's
some guy
been around forever.
They have?
Yep.
Okay, are they legit?
Yep.
Andrew Jones comes out and says, we have reports that the decision makers are discussing the Belichick exit strategy,
yes,
just in case.
Yep.
And then Ollie Conley, Curtis, you had that whole thread.
Oh.
This guy who's on Substack, I don't know, is he legit?
I have no idea what Substack is.
He had one of the original Belichick reports like a long time ago about the buyout, I think, or something. So I think he is legit.
All right. So he reported, among other things, that Bill had discussed the buyout.
Yep.
And that he's been weird and distant with his staff.
Right.
And that there have been multiple recruiting and practice violations, which I'm sure Carolina, if they're looking to get out of this buyout, are trying to get him on.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some guy, Pat Welter from WRAL News, who's talking about this locker room fight. And the quarterback coach got suspended. And then we have the Hulu doc going away. And then there's angry parents. And Curtis, at some point.
The cornerback coach or the quarterback?
CB, corner.
Cornerback coach, okay.
He was giving families
Yes, the sideline passes, I heard.
Yep. And players were selling tickets.
All right.
I wonder why other coaches weren't treating the sideline like the professional place it was. I don't know. What could be going on the sideline? Oh, the head coach is kissing the girl with the 3-inch skirt right before kickoff.
What's the cheating allegations?
Well, I think that's what nobody knows exactly. Yeah, certain recruiting or practice. So whatever that means.
Okay, so that could be part of, like, you know, you're giving sideline passes to when you're only supposed to give a specific amount. Maybe you gave a couple more. You know how it is.
Well, wasn't there some recruiting violations as well? I was reading, like, one of his assistant coaches is suspended currently.
Yes,
that's the quarter coach.
Yeah,
it's the DB coach, Hawkins, I believe it is. But, you know, in the NCAA, the recruiting violations are
crazy.
So crazy.
And at one point, Curtis on the thread cited somebody named Lupus Beowulf on Twitter who had another report from an angry parent. So no. I don't know who any of these people are.
No.
But there were statements officially released by UNC and Belichick last night. Belichick says he's fully committed to what he's building at UNC. North Carolina says Belichick has the, quote, full support of the university and athletic department.
Is it a bad look for the university, though, if they say this and then they part ways, you know, in a week?
Yeah, it's a bad look.
I know that it happens sometimes, Curtis, but I wonder if they now have to wait till at least the end of the season before something changes because they just released this.
Because it's a bad look if they don't. Because if you're saying that, hey, everything's good and it's going to take time to build, then what the hell happened, you know, between the time you released that statement to 2 weeks later?
They were figuring out the buyout. And Ken, what's the worst thing a coach can get from an owner in season where they're struggling?
Vote of confidence.
Why is that? If they're giving a vote of confidence publicly, why is that a bad sign for the coach?
He's got a lot of heat on him from the outside.
Because it's the when they publicly say that they're behind the coach, they're acknowledging that many people are not. And this would be forgotten in 2 seconds. If you're a booster of North Carolina in this, I mean, I have no idea if this is right. It strikes me as true if it's Bill Belichick. An injured player had his keys removed and was told to come back in a year.
That one's bad.
Yeah.
That's probably the worst one.
I mean, we know Bill turned off Mangini's key card. I mean, he has the ability to do that. There's nobody more petty.
Because that's a lawsuit waiting to happen, right? Mm. You can't do that to a kid who's on scholarship. You can't do that to one of your players, so that's a lawsuit waiting to happen. So.
But does anybody know what the laws are currently in college football?
Well,
that's just a mess.
Yeah, but you can't take a kid's scholarship.
Yeah,
and you can't, you know, obviously, basically say if a kid gets injured in the game, you can't say to him, "Hey, go rehab on your own."
Courtney, if you had to guess, does Bill coach the Cal game? Or is he done? You think
no,
he stays?
No, I think he stays. I because I just look at it from a university standpoint. I think if you release a statement like that to then the week after fire a guy or part ways with a guy, however they want to phrase it, is a bad look. So I think that.
But you can just say it was new information. You could say we made that statement, and then Bill Belichick was dishonest about what was actually going
on. Of course, and that could definitely happen, Curtis. I just where we stand right now, I think that they'll ride out till the end of the season, which I don't know if is the right decision. But
because you could easily take your foot off the brake a little bit and don't even put that statement out, right? Let the stuff do what it does.
They shouldn't have released a statement,
right? Because once you do that, now you back yourself into a corner.
Yeah,
Curtis, he's done.
He's done. Yeah.
So you don't think he coaches Cal game?
I do not.
That would be unbelievable.
That would be nuts.
24 years in New England and 5 games in North Carolina.
And I am begging, I am pleading. God has been great to me. I have many, many great things in my life. But one more would be Bill coaching the Jets the rest of the season.
Oh, don't say
2 games against the Patriots. That would be the greatest conclusion. He goes back to the place he reviles. Oh.
Well, do you think that's what he's talking about now, Wiggs? Like, he might be reaching out to NFL teams. Do you want me to come back?
If there's this much going on, what NFL team wants him?
Especially the Jets.
Yeah,
but as a coordinator, if you would come back as, like, a staff member.
He's not coming back as a staff member.
No
staff.
He would be a good DC for the Jets.
Because, but there's no chance.
Because he coached Aaron Glenn in New York. He's going back as a senior defensive analyst.
And then, you know, behind the scenes, he'd take over next year once he gets things in line.
But what franchise would want him to take over right now?
Yeah,
like, if you're the Jets.
As a coordinator? I mean, the Jets
have
nothing
to lose. He's not going to come back as a coordinator.
Yeah, that ego's not going to work.
Here. It'll be interesting to see, because there's never been, at the college level, or I don't even know at the pro level, a coach that was fired and or removed in their first 5 weeks of the season.
It's amazing.
But it's never happened. Not for somebody on their very first year.
Here's what is just so shocking, and it shouldn't be. Look at the UNC situation right now and compare it to the end with Bill here. There are so many similarities. there's dysfunction. The team's awful. He's totally tone deaf, detached from reality. This is who he's been. I mean, and you know, you think about where we were after Mac's rookie season, and even though Tom had won, many Patriots fans rightly felt that Kraft made the right decision, that they were going to be heading in the right direction. They had this new quarterback. Bill had one bad year, and now they're a playoff team. And for the last 4 years, it's just been...
The last 2 years, you said after Mac's year, because that's when it really went downhill after his rookie year. Then it went to the Matt Patricia, Joe Judge, and then the following year was Billy O, where they only won, what, four games that year?
I'm just saying the last 4 years, two as a coach of the Patriots, one doing every podcast, and this one with UNC has been a steady decline.
What happens in my mind immediately goes to... like Steve Belichick to his sons, who he got jobs for on this staff.
They'll go somewhere else. Like, remember, Steve was with Jed Fish in Washington.
No, yeah, I know, and he did a good job out in Washington.
Yeah, so he'll probably land with, you know, one of them coaches that he knows somewhere out there.
But I just think the whole reason of Bill taking this job at UNC, in my mind, is to set Steve up to be a head coach down the road once he retires. Mm-hmm. So what, that sucks.
That's out the window, right? Because you're not performing well, right? Or at least this year. If I don't know if he can turn it around, who the hell knows?
If that's your goal, why do you treat everyone like an a-hole? Like, if that he's doing everything you wouldn't do to get your son a job somewhere.
Let us know what you think about the current Bill situation at UNC. Should he stay? Where should he go if he goes somewhere? How do you feel about it? 617-779-7937. Ken Laird in for Greg today. Courtney's here. Wiggy's here. Curtis and Shime are here. We are live on Twitch and presented by Springer's Jewelers. For over 150 years, Springer's Jewelers has helped New England celebrate life's biggest moments in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Springer's carries the world's finest jewelry and watches at springersjewelers.com. And we have a Bruins opening night win to talk about, Wiggs.
Big one.
Judd Surratt here at 8:20 for his first weekly appearance on the Greg Hill Show. Looking forward to that. Destin has the call tonight, obviously, of a 1-0 Bruins team. And Curtis, we had a Yankees elimination party.
Loved it.
Last night.
Thanks for coming.
Keep that going all day. I know, Shime, you've got some excellent clubhouse sound from the Jays. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that at some point. But first, Courtney has the headlines.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
You've still got it, boss man. That voice is just smooth as butter. Trending now brought to you by Subaru of
New
England.
The job.
The Bruins kick off the season with a win. They take down the Capitals in D.C. 3-1. David Pastrnak started his season with 3 points in the win, with the three goals coming from Pasta, Morgan Geekie, and Elias Lindholm. Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 35 saves in the season opener. And like Ken said, we're going to talk to Judd this morning at 8:20 for our first Bruins Thursday. Jaylen Brown led the Celtics in their first preseason win. He had 21 points while Derek White had 16 and 10 assists in the 121-103 win over the Grizzlies. The Yankees are out. They fall to the Blue Jays in four games, the final game ending 5-2 in the Bronx. Cam Schlittler
did his best.
Yep, six
did
and a
best
third.
To the seventh.
He only gave up two runs on eight hits while striking out two. And we'll be talking about it all morning long, but there is some updates when it comes to Bill Belichick and UNC. They both released statements. UNC's red coach Belichick has the full support of the Department of Athletics and University, while Bill's said, "I'm fully committed to UNC football and the program we're building here."
I'm not talking about this.
Also, she's not sticking around for him to be a coordinator. I'll tell you that much.
And I think he knows.
Still good money in that.
I think she's going to be with Lane Kiffin by October.
I think he knows, like, he has to turn it around. Because if it ends like this, who's going to hire him?
Yeah.
Exactly. And do you want your career to end on this note? Because we'll always be talking about
Ricky, they just had a bye week, and they didn't stop a nosebleed for the first half.
No, I know that. I'm talking about not this year. I'm talking about whatever he needs to do to build it to where next year they're a competitive team. You know, Deion only won four games his first year. But turn it around to where they're competitive. Because if he gets fired or he buys himself off or whatever, it's going to be the worst look for him and the legacy. When he leaves, he'll still be the greatest coach of all time in the NFL, but people are going to be saying, "Oh, you remember when Bill Belichick had, you know, six, seven games at UNC?"
Yeah.
Many texters asking if this is Curtis's happiest moment in his life.
Yeah, tied with James.
Pretty good.
But I would also just throw out there that remember this time last year when Mike Lombardi, Matt Patricia, and Bill Belichick did a weekly podcast mocking how bad Gerard Mayo was?
That's true.
Does he have a plan? What's his plan? Then they create the 33rd NFL team, and they are the biggest dumpster fire in the history of college football within 2 months.
That's why Mayo should put that pot out today, just trashing UNC.
That's why you got to be careful when you throw stones at other people.
If Mayo says he's got a plan, then I guess he's got one.
What's your plan, Einstein?
Because when it starts to go bad for you, they are going to come for you. So you got to be careful what you tweet and what you say.
And first miss by me this morning. Shyam, I should have called for this much earlier. Can we check in with Greg on what today is?
Bruins Thursday here.
Thursday night football is Eagles at Giants. Kickoff is at 8:15. You can listen to that game right here on EEI, right, boss man?
Correct. Right after Arcan.
We'll fall in love with the 2025 Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Our leads coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Next.
Courtney, name that artist.
Rush?
No, come on.
Bruce?
No, this is the classic one.
Dine
I'm not good
Dave.
At that.
Yeah.
I couldn't name artists. The most popular songs, I'd be like, the Beatles? I don't know. Who is it?
It's Great Van Halen.
Van Halen.
Yeah, I would have never gotten that.
It's the David Lee Roth Van Halen, though. Not the Sammy hat. Okay. Van Halen.
Which were both good. Curtis is here, Shyam is here, Courtney and Wiggy are in. Greg is out today. He's off the next couple of days. I'm Ken Laird filling in. And I just want to say to Greg, congratulations on 35 years in the business. That anniversary of his came and went last week. I didn't have the chance to say it on the air yet, but that is impressive. You got to give Greg that. 35 years doing radio.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves a couple days off, so enjoy yourself this weekend. We have been talking about Bill Belichick, if you're just joining us, all the drama at UNC. Thank you, Greg. Before we get to the calls and your reaction on this and the texts, can we, Curtis, for a second, just celebrate a little bit of the Yankees elimination? John Schneider had an excellent, it had to be bleeped out here, quick, to the point, little dagger to Yankees Nation last night after the win. Here was the Jays coach before they popped the champagne.
Every single one of you, bullpen game, Nathan Lucas, Miles Straw, all you motherfuckers.
as it takes everybody every day. Start spreading the news, bitches. Yeah. We're going.
Now, come on. That is a T-shirt.
Yeah, that's
start
good.
Spreading the news, bitches.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He took that old Sinatra line, huh?
Does that make you feel better, Wiggs, about the Red Sox elimination?
I can care less. I told
really?
You. Really? Yeah, I'm not, like, into that no more. Yeah, it's cool to see the Yankees lose, but at the end of the day, I wanted to see the Red Sox go as deep as they can. So, you know, now that the Yankees are out, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, I have the Yankees and the Cowboys are basically the same now. Like they are the biggest fan bases. They have the most history related to them, but they have. I mean, it's been 20 years now since the Yankees have won a World Series,
right?
And the way they celebrated the wild card win was beneath the franchise with 27 championships. Aaron Boone is not it.
Is he coming back?
Yes, because the kids, there's a great study. 60% of family businesses fail when they go from the first to the second generation. And then once you get past that, it's like 10%.
I'm under contract, so.
Yeah, that's a great thing. Hank or Hal, whichever one's still left, is not going to fire him because he doesn't want to have to pay him to do nothing. But the Yankees are no longer the Yankees.
And yeah. How can I, like, celebrate the Yankees losing when the Yankees beat my team? Like, how do you celebrate, right. You know, how do you celebrate somebody? It's like you celebrating somebody getting their ass whooped, but that person who got their ass whooped beat the brakes off you.
So you don't think that people who fall in love with someone and that person leaves, then see that person broken up with and they don't feel a little bit of happiness?
No, because that person left you.
Right? No, you feel happiness.
But in this case, you feel better about Boston's future because the Yankees have free agents. This is going to cause
that's
turmoil.
That's a different conversation. Yeah. I think when you look at where you're at as far as the two teams and the direction that you're heading in, you might feel a little bit better for the Red Sox because of, you know, their pitching and the direction that they're going in.
Yeah.
And like you said, the Yankees do have some free agents that they have to deal with.
The bottom line is that the vitriol between Boston and the Yankees is no longer.
It's not like it used to be.
It's not what it used to be.
It's not.
You didn't feel it again in that series?
Not really. I mean, it's
not 04, but
people
it was
were,
back.
People
the series
were excited.
Was good. Yeah.
The series was great. But when you think
Schlittler,
about it.
Like texting a Sox reporters after the game?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
But then also you have people that are upset about his mom. Like the Yankees fans are upset that his mom has like go Red Sox or whatever in her bio. I just think what I said during the series was people care more about individual players than they do teams.
It's different. It's not 2004, Ken, or 2003.
Right. I mean,
it's like Celtics-Lakers. It's like it's different now. It's just, you know.
I still hate Aaron Boone. I still hate Schlittler now. I mean, I hate the Yankees. That felt good last night.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's one of the great feelings in sports. Just, you know, it's like watching Mahomes get sacked. It's just a part of you feels warm.
I think that's you trying too hard.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Schlittler is like, why do you hate the kid? Kid did a great job. Right. He's a local kid. He's from around here.
He's wild and reckless on social media.
Okay.
What,
out of control. The kid is just the ego.
He's a classic 20-year-old.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
He's 23. I'm not worried about that.
Know your role, Rook.
Yeah.
Eating scoreless 12 games, his mom's getting attacked on social media. Yeah. I would be like,
he completely pantsed you on national TV.
Lost last night.
Well, he did, but it wasn't because of him.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we'll get to the leads here in a second. I think, Shime, you got a Bruins lead. You want to celebrate their win last night?
Oh, I've actually pivoted. I'm sorry, Ken.
Oh, yeah. I think Wiggy has a Bruins
lead. Yeah, I got a Bruins lead.
Oh, right.
But first, what does Belichick do from here? Let's go to David in the car. David, what's Bill do?
Hey, good morning, everyone. And, Courtney, you're 100% right. The comment you just made, people are more of a player fan than they are a team fan like they used to be. That's a fact. I'm Bill Belichick. With everything that's going on, it is crazy. But I will say this. If he was to coach in the NFL, if he decides if somebody wants him, the one team that would take him back and he would go there is the Giants, the New York Giants. Bill has always praised that team no matter what. I think those people love him, and they would give him another opportunity if that was, you know, the opportunity presented itself. They would.
There we go.
A million years.
Back to the Giants. Dayball's defensive coordinator, Curtis.
Well, Dayball will be out after the season.
Yeah, right, and then Bill will take over.
Ken, if you think for a second that Bill is going to be on another coach's staff.
He wants to resuscitate his career is what he needs.
He's 73?
Yeah.
He's not that old.
If somebody's got to either roll the dice on him in the NFL going, okay.
Isn't Greg 73?
You got to calm down.
I mean, where
all the pop culture references he had with Courtney at the end there? Jeez.
Yeah. Well, I think where Greg,
remember when he said that the Bucks handled their cap so poorly? It's amazing how the Bucks never
no
had a
cash
down
cap.
Year.
There's a salary cap, and we spend in the salary cap. That's what's important.
I think neutralized you.
I think he's realizing that
the Rams and the Bucks really screwed themselves.
That college is way different than the pros, right?
Yeah.
And maybe building a team. So could he have more success if he went back to the NFL? Maybe.
But if they wouldn't take him, if no NFL team would take him
right.
at the end of his run with the Patriots,
right.
and whether that was Kraft's blacklisting him or not,
mm-hmm.
who's going to take him now?
Right, and I would agree with that one, Courtney.
With all the off-field
right.
things going on,
it would have,
going on as
it
well.
It would have to be an owner that really loved him and goes, you know what, college is way hotter because, you know, it's about recruiting and kids. Bill's meant to be coaching in the NFL where it's grown men. Like, you can yell at me in a meeting or treat me like crap in practice. I'm not going to run home after practice and say, hey, Ma, guess how Bill treated me today?
Right.
And then my mother's going to go to a news reporter anonymously and start complaining.
If I'm Mike Vrabel, and he would never do this because he's not petty, I would offer Bill the college scouting gig that he turned the people away from. Just say, hey, you can scout the ACC for us, Bill.
Maybe he would. That's a better job than going back to the media. Do you imagine, like, having to sit next to Saban now, who just ripped you last week, and Pat McAfee, and talk about these games?
I think if this happens and it ends badly, I think Bill is just going to disappear into the abyss.
Yeah.
Write a book.
That might be another one.
I mean, I don't know, but I think he's just going to disappear. He's not going to do no media or nothing like that.
A bigger gridiron genius?
The only way I could see him not be a head coach is like Lane Kiffin's dad, where he had, Monty Kiffin.
Monty Kiffin.
Like, so if Steven gets a head coaching job
right.
somewhere, then Bill would be a coordinator. That's the only thing I could see.
Let's go to Walter in Boston on Bill. What's going on, Walter?
Yeah, like the thing with Bill in the NFL, it's like no team is going to let him have player personnel control. Look at the Patriots just this year alone. Three starters that are rookies. That's never happened in Bill. Probably the last 15 years of Bill's drafting has that happened.
Yeah.
It's like the guys they brought in. Remember the year he spent money? Only Hunter Henry was good. He's terrible in personnel.
They got Judon. Judon was good
coach.
For a couple years.
Yeah, Judon was good. I think with the player personnel stuff, like, people always say he wasn't good. Like, all right, he had some misses, but, you know, he got up. There was a ton of people. We talked about this the other day. I think the question becomes, is there an owner that thinks Bill can still be a good football coach
right.
that says, hey, Bill, we just want you to coach. The personnel department is going to be ran by the GM, and it's going to be this person. Are you willing to work with him, but you're just the head coach? And if that's something you could do, we'd love to have you.
But what's happened in North Carolina is the worst. The transgressions have not been on the field. It's been the chaos behind the scenes. I mean, he has another several allegations of either cheating or improper conduct with players. Like, so if you're an NFL owner, why would you ignore that?
It depends whether those are real or phony. Like,
yeah.
Trumped up to get him out of the contract.
Yeah, and then it depends on, like, the NCAA violations.
Right.
I mean, they suspended, that was a defensive lineman from Ohio State with the dreads who went number 2 overall a few years back. They suspended
Chase Young?
Chase Young. Remember they suspended him a game because his girlfriend flew out and maybe he paid for it or somebody else paid for it. It was like, so you got to be careful with the NCAA. They'll throw down any rule violations.
Greg Hill Show here on WEI. Greg out today. Ken in. Everybody else here, and it's time for this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Curtis should know this one, that's for sure. Famous morning show moment of years past.
Is this Rock the Casbah?
Same artist.
Oh.
Close enough. And leads are presented by Subaru, introducing the all-new all-wheel drive 2026 Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid Experience Adventure Unplugged. Learn more at SubaruOfNewEngland.com. Time for the leads, and our leadoff hitter is Chris Schein.
Thank you, Ken. So this morning, I wanted to talk about my guy, Travion Henderson, a little bit. Mego got the opportunity to catch up with him in the locker room, and he actually talked about one of the things we have discussed on this very program of maybe Wiggy mentioned yesterday, maybe the NFL speed was just a little too fast for Travion, especially in pass protection, which is why he's been slow to get more reps with the team. Here was Travion talking about learning all that pass pro.
It's different for sure. These guys, you know, they work a lot. This is what they get paid for, to get to the quarterback. And so it's something I want to continue to grow at. I knew it was going to be a challenge coming in. Yeah, just being able to get reps out there in a game and in practice, it's helping me a lot. I'm learning a lot, and I'm definitely working to get better.
I thought it was really interesting that the Patriots have not signed a running back since the announcement of Antonio Gibson's injury. The only move that they have made in regards to the running back is bringing a guy onto the practice squad. A guy by the name of Jayshon Corbin, who I've never heard of in my life. Couldn't even tell you where he went to college. And so I think that indicates to me that they trust Travion to take on a bigger role. It also means that they're going to continue to feed the rock to Ramondre Stevenson. But I also believe that it's now going to be a two-headed backfield instead of a three-headed backfield. And at least for now, Travion's going to get close to a 50-50 split, which right. I think will be interesting and may give him an opportunity for once you see the big explosive play to get even more touches.
But Shine, even you would admit, jersey and all, he's been disappointing so far.
Yeah, I think the run game in general has been disappointing, though, and I don't know if it's a running back issue, because it seems like, at least like grading-wise and what some of the trench guys will tell you, is the offensive line has been pretty good. There have been holes available, but like all of the running backs have just been bad at running the football, and I'm not really sure if they're not understanding the offense or what the deal is, what the disconnect is, but I think just with more time, that'll get better, and I have faith that one of these days, Travion will break out.
Wiggy, it was tempting when Ashton Jeanty was there when you were picking in the draft. Mm-hmm. If he were here, would that have made a difference?
I think it would have made a little bit more of a difference because you would just be feeding one back. That becomes the issue. It's tough for these guys to get going when they go out for
rhythm.
When they go out there for a couple carries here, and then they're out for a while, and then a couple more carries. You need to have one guy who's your legit first and second down back, and then your other guy who might come in on third down. That's how you're able. When you have a three-headed running back backfield, those guys are not getting enough carries to get a rhythm because they're just like sporadically going.
I think the most they've had out of one running back this year has been like 55 yards in a game, and it's been Ramondre. Like, he had two touchdowns last week. He ran for 17 yards.
But like, look at the carries. It's more about the carries than the yards. When you see that both of them last week had Ramondre, I think, had six rushes, and Travion Henderson had six. Like, as a back, you can't get in a rhythm off of six carries.
No.
Good job, Shine. Christopher John Curtis.
Hello, Ken. If you haven't been on social media or you live under a rock, Ollie Connolly has a Substack, and he had a tweet. X-tweet thread yesterday with the autopsy of the absolute unmitigated disaster in North Carolina. It began with, Bill Belichick has discussed buyout options with North Carolina's hierarchy. Belichick has signaled a willingness to trigger his own million-dollar buyout if he can find a soft landing spot with another team or in the media. Members of his staff have already spoken with other schools, and the real sort of key to this is that Belichick's communication has been basically non-existent. They're breaking rules, and there's been massive dysfunction in the locker room, maybe even fights. The end of this is shocking but unsurprising. And we talked briefly about how he was mocking Jerod Mayo last year, and I was also reminded of this when he said, I feel bad for Patriots players because their coach called them soft. And he would wait for whatever moment Jerod Mayo was at his lowest and dunk on him and try and embarrass him. And for all the people that say he deserves grace, the man has not given grace to anyone in his entire life. The only reason he's here is because he always thought it was him, and he still does. No matter how much, there's a list of the worst hires in NFL history. Six of them are off his tree. It's unbelievable.
Vrabel's doing well.
And today,
not technically a Belichick tree guy.
Yeah, he's not as tree.
He's the Urban Meyer tree.
I know, Ken says it, even though we've had the conversation 20 times. Just keep going.
Brian Flores would be off his tree as a good coach.
Right. Okay. He's the best coach, and he's not even a head coach
anymore. Saban?
He did great with Miami. He was on the list for worst coaching hires.
Yeah, Saban didn't do good in the NFL.
But the fact is that I understand the rage Patriots fans have about people mocking Bill Belichick, but he's wearing a costume. He has been unmasked. He's just like every other great coach in Patriots history, absent the greatest player in the history of the sport. And it's unfortunate. I wish he would realize this. I wish you would say, I can do what Wiggy said. I'll go to an NFL team. I'll just coach. I don't need to be in control of everything. But control's always superseded everything else, and he is petrified of working for anyone and not doing things exactly as he wants, and that's why he finds himself where he is today.
Excellent. More leads to come, including one from Courtney, one from Wiggy. Anything to tease here of your lead subjects coming up?
We've talked about LeBron James the past 2 days. I thought that he was announcing retirement. There is a Lakers fan who thought the same thing and is now taking him to court.
Ooh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This for Bill Shine. Bill themed rejoins today.
A little bit, yeah, I might mix him in.
Oh, Greg Hill today. Ken Laird sitting in along with the rest of the crew. It is the Greg Hill Show. And before we continue with the leads, good start by Curtis and Shine, but we got to get Curtis and sticking that bald dome out the window for the Window World of Boston weather update. Curtis?
Oh, boy. Ken, I miss you, bud. It feels like 35 right now outside.
It sucks.
43 degrees is the actual temperature. Afternoon high, sunny and 56. Going to be not bad, kind of 60 to 65 this weekend, some clouds, a little bit of rain, but nothing too crazy.
Mm. Gorgeous walking weather.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And Greg, of course, is at, where is he?
Key West.
What's the temp down there? I don't even want to know.
I bet it's beautiful.
Forget about that.
I've never been there, but I've only seen pictures of it. It looks amazing.
I can tell you one thing, he's sweating, whatever it is.
All right, we continue with the leads. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I believed that LeBron James was going to retire 2 days ago when the second decision, the decision of all decisions, was teased on social media. Wiggy was 100% right in telling me not to get my hopes up because it was...
But Wiggy thought it was taco-related, right?
Yeah, but he thought it was going to be some type of partnership, and that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of Lakers fans that felt the same way I did. Ticket prices for his final home game spiked. Crazy number of tickets that were sold that day. And one of those guys, Andrew Garcia, he's a 29-year-old Lakers fan. He's now suing LeBron in a small claims court for fraud, deception, misrepresentation, and any and all basis of legal recovery. He purchased two tickets for the March 31st, 2026 game between the Lakers and Cavs right after the post went live. He spent $865.66 on the two tickets, which of course spiked in price, and then found out it was just an ad. So he's taking LeBron to court. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a few other Lakers fans that see, oh, he's trying to get a bag. I'm going to jump on this as well. I don't think that they will win. I think that LeBron.
But they're trying.
Yeah. Are there odds on this, Shime? One of the sports books? What are the odds this guy wins?
Oh, I haven't looked. I'll have to take a look.
Check in with Sean Flaherty from Catch.
Yeah, I bet he don't. But I mean, you if you're the one, if you're the sucker who falls into it and is willing to spend the money, what did LeBron do? He just said he had a decision he was going to make. That could have been anything.
Well, By the way, saying he deceived them.
What is it that? Oh, so what is it that he's suing him for?
Misrepresentation. I got there eventually.
Yeah, you got there.
That was a mean one, honestly.
Yeah. You're a mean one.
You know what, Courtney, you know what I would do?
What?
Sue Shime.
Oh, maybe
you
could
do
I
that.
Will.
You can sue anybody
bullying?
Nowadays.
Yes. Yeah.
Harassment?
Yeah.
Misrepresentation.
You know what you could say? You could say that, you know, you have some type of learning disability, and Shime is being cruel to you because of your learning disability.
I think that I'm dyslexic.
There you go.
The more I get into this job, the more I think that.
I think Ty is, too. That's why he called me Len.
Yeah.
I have a slight lisp, and I get made fun of for calling him David or Cheese.
See, there you go, Courtney.
I've never noticed your lisp.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good job, Courtney.
Hey, thank you.
It's a bag of cash right there.
Wiggy, I know you played hockey at a high level. You and I have been on the ice together. You got a Bruins lead.
I do got a Bruins lead. I will say this. After watching last night's game, if the Bruins want to be competitive and want to be able to get into the postseason, you're going to need Swayman to do what he did last night. I mean, he was spectacular. Even the goals that the last goal was the empty netter. It doesn't technically, I know it counts, but that was a game that you won 2-1. You offensively, your offense looks like just as David Pastrnak, but you're going to have Swayman had some big saves in that game. He's going to have to play like that all year long because it doesn't look like you're going to have too much offense, and you're going to have to win games 2-1, 1-0, and in order to do that, Swayman has to be lights out, which he was last night. And I thought he did a tremendous job, especially against the Washington, had a bunch of power plays.
They had five.
Yeah.
0-for-5.
Yeah. So if you want the Bruins to be competitive, Swayman, it's going to all fall on your shoulders.
I got to say, and I know, Curtis, you don't like to get too deep into the weeds with the puck talk. I mean, I was pucks on net last night like you wouldn't believe.
I really love what Sturm was doing with the pairings.
The fourth line looked good.
Yeah.
You're right. Swayman looked excellent. Pasta is a star. They might be better than we think. They might be competitive.
But they only have Pasta.
They got Geeky.
And Geeky, didn't Geeky have who had the breakaway? No, it wasn't Geeky.
No.
I forget who had the
breakaway. Arvidsson.
Yeah, it wasn't Geeky. But, yeah. I mean, if your expectations are now that Geeky has to jump up, what did he score? What do you have, like 30-plus goals last year?
He had a good year.
Yeah, so you're gonna have to get another 30-plus from him this year? Is that something that he can do consistently?
We will ask an expert at 820, Judd Surratt, play-by-play voice of the Bruins, going to be in here. He'll tell you whether you're right or wrong, whether they have enough scoring to compete. That'll be our first Bruins Thursday visit from Judd. He'll be with us all year. All right, quick lead from me. I just would like to counter Curtis.
Bruins Thursday here.
Yep, thank you. Curtis, I don't like to go against you, but listen, hear me out here now.
I'm listening.
You said Bill doesn't deserve any grace. Here are four reasons why you got to give Bill a little bit of leash here when you're talking about his legacy. He could be done, I fully admit. This could be the last game he's ever coached.
Number one,
college football is really hard. This is harder than the NFL.
Yeah.
To coach in college.
Yeah, I'd agree with
that. I don't think Bill knew what he was in for. Like, it is unbelievable.
I'd agree with that.
Number two.
Wait.
Number two.
Didn't he spend, like, all of last year in Washington helping out Steven, hanging him with Jed Fish? Like, wasn't he around college football the entirety of last year?
He only got to Carolina in December. So what did he have, 6 months to
put stuff
together?
No, you just said
that
he doesn't know what college football is like.
Doesn't recruiting Wiggy have to start, like, now for next year?
Yeah,
but if you're Bill Belichick, to Curtis's point, like, you grew up around the game. He talks about how he was around college football forever.
It's different now.
I understand
it's the Wild West.
But if you're Bill Belichick, you talked a pretty big game going into it. You know what you're signing up for. In my mind.
Yeah, but back then it was
okay, but
so different because those
kids. You don't think he had conversations with Nick Saban before taking the job, though?
What,
and saying,
but
like,
Saban walked away from it because Saban felt like it was getting too wild.
And I'm sure Saban said that to Bill, and Bill still took the job.
Yeah, and I think it's his arrogance that led him down
that
road going, okay. And I think he had to realize, like, all right, I might struggle the first year, but I got to be willing to deal with some of these struggles.
Number two. Reason for some Bill Grace. It's five games. You cannot fire a guy after five games. I don't care how bad it is.
No.
That's just not a legit shot, a kick at the can.
No, they won't fire him after five games.
Number three,
in at number third.
I hate you.
Jordan is partly to blame here. Curtis, you admit you said this yesterday. If not for her, he's coaching in the NFL somewhere.
Absolutely.
She has torpedoed his career, so you got to give him, you know, some kind of leeway for that. And number four, he might have a health issue that we don't know about.
Oh, God.
I mean,
now you're
could.
Hypothesizing?
I'm just throwing, that's 3.5 then.
I'm
he
a,
could.
I'm
what if he's got,
that.
Like, early
long,
stage something
long
or other?
COVID?
I don't know what it is.
I'm not buying that.
He has fallen off a cliff as a coach, and there's got to be some reason for it.
Honestly, I think the only way out without him being, you know, this being a black mark on him for a very long time is if there is something else going on with Bill Belichick and we find out and that's why he steps away from the game.
But he would have took some time off if he had health issues.
Well, maybe that's about to happen.
Maybe not if Jordan's driving him and Lombardi wants back in a major way.
It they does seem like it's older elk.
Yeah, I would
Wait,
give...
Shime is on you today. Wow.
Are we okay?
Greg's out and he's just... Jeez.
He's dropping the bombs.
He's trying to show off.
The young lady is pregnant. I mean, geez. Yeah.
Seriously.
Generation Jones.
And the baby can hear now.
Yeah,
so
that
you
is
know.
Not oh. kind.
Yeah. And I can I
got to teach it to have a good sense of humor. That's all.
Ken, I'll give you the Jordan thing.
Yep.
But the other ones, I feel like you bring on yourself. Like, you got to know what Courtney's right. You got to know what you're getting into and how difficult it's going to be. Because in college, if you don't like a kid's attitude, Courtney and I were talking about this off the air, and I'm not saying this was the reason, but Jabril Peppers. We don't know what was going on, but Vrabel's like, all right, I'm moving on from this guy. In college, you can't do that.
Great. Ken, I would just also say, like, I understand what you're saying, and you may be right, that it was a lot more difficult than even Bill understood, even though he was around college football all last year. But the second you do the 33rd NFL team...
But that was Lombardi. That wasn't him.
Who hired Lombardi?
Well, he should fire Lombardi. That's the first
step. Wait,
so
you think that Lombardi did that against the wishes of Bill Belichick?
Yes. When has Bill ever been 33rd NFL team guy?
When has Lombardi done anything, including BMs,
he put out a
the
book
approval of Bill
saying
Belichick?
He's the gridiron genius. He is lost in his own ego. That guy has to go.
The best way to describe what's gone wrong is that he's done what he mocked for his whole career since leaving here, which is... overpromise, underdeliver, create distractions for his players, make things about everything but what's most important. And if he really didn't think they were the 33rd team, he should have fired that boob Lombardi.
Do you have any sympathy for Belichick in his current situation? Let us know. 617-779-7937. It's the Greg Hill Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.